Cuomo's challenger, Fordham Law School professor Zephyr Teachout, managed to win over one-third of the vote against the incumbent governor, despite Cuomo's multimillion-dollar war chest and near unanimous support from the state's Democratic political establishment, from Hillary Clinton to local mayors. Teachout, speaking to reporters, says even though she didn't win, she accomplished something.
I hope what we've shown is that it's all right to speak up. Democrats don't need to be scared anymore.
The lower margin of victory for the governor could hurt Cuomo should he decide in the future to run for president, because Democratic presidential primary voters include a high percentage of left-leaning voters. Steve Greenberg, political analyst and spokesman for Siena College Poll, says the results are significant.
More than a third of the Democrats who came out to vote yesterday, and we should emphasize that point because only 10% of Democrats in the state came out to vote yesterday. But among those, more than a third said, I'm not happy with you, Governor Cuomo.
Cuomo employed a Rose Garden strategy during the campaign, holding few political events and refusing to debate his opponent. On Tuesday night, he shunned a victory party. He issued a brief statement instead, congratulating his running mate Kathy Hochul's win over Lieutenant Governor challenger Tim Wu. Cuomo was already looking forward to the general election when he spoke briefly to the media after voting on Tuesday. He made the case for his trademark mix of social liberalism and fiscal conservatism.
I lowered your taxes. We created 500,000 jobs. We turned the state around. I walked across the aisle. I made peace with Democrats and Republicans. I got budgets passed.
Greenberg says Cuomo's record will likely play better in a general election against Republican opponent Rob Astorino than it did with left-leaning Democratic primary voters.
The majority of the voters in the state are not looking for an extreme liberal or an extreme conservative.
Cuomo's lieutenant governor candidate, former Western New York Congresswoman Kathy Hochul, could also help the governor in the general elections. Hochul in the past has described herself as a conservative Democrat. She was even endorsed by the NRA. And she's popular in the Buffalo area, where Cuomo lost in 2010. Hochul spoke at a gathering of Erie County Democrats.
We got to bring it home in November. I want to have the same numbers coming out of Erie County that we saw here today. Bring over all your Republican friends, your independent friends, everybody else who didn't have a chance, the working family, everybody who didn't have a chance to vote today.
Hochul faces GOP candidate for Lieutenant Governor Chemung County Sheriff Chris Moss in the general election. The Republican candidate for Governor Astorino, meanwhile, is making a play for disaffected teach-out voters, saying in a statement that the unhappy Democrat should now join his efforts to fight corruption. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.